Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about something unusual. Maybe you've never thought of it before. I want to talk to you about burning barley fields. And that unusual idea comes from three verses in 2 Samuel chapter 14. Let me read them to you. 2 Samuel chapter 14, beginning at verse 28. We read this. And Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, but did not see the king's face. Therefore, Absalom sent for Joab to send him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. So he said to his servants, "See, Joab's field is near mine, and he has barley there. Go and set it on fire." And Absalom's servants set the field on fire. Oh, what can we possibly learn from this? Well, follow with me now. Absalom murdered his brother Amnon in retribution for the rape of their sister Tamar. Just reading that sentence to you sounds difficult. It describes a deeply disturbed family, murder, rape among the siblings. Describing a deeply disturbed family, and it shows that the Bible is a painfully honest book. It exposes the painful trials in the life of a hero like David. David's son, Absalom, escaped Israel after he murdered his brother Amnon. And yet, after he finally came back to Jerusalem, yet David refused to see his estranged son, Absalom. This was an awkward and dangerous half-reconciliation between father and son that went on for 2 years. Absalom never wanted to make things right. He plotted overthrow of his father's kingdom, and he wanted to get closer to his father in order to launch the plan. For these reasons, David should not have ignored Absalom, nor should he have kept him at a distance. Yet David let this awkward situation linger for 2 full years. The matter needed to be resolved. Sadly, David did not initiate the resolution. Absalom thought to approach David through one of the king's top assistants, Joab, his military commander, his chief general. And when Absalom first approached, Joab ignored him. Then Joab ignored him a second time. Finally, when Absalom would not tolerate being ignored any longer, he simply burned Joab's fields to get his attention. The plan worked, and Joab arranged a meeting between King David and his estranged son, Absalom. Now, let me make 2 points of application from this Old Testament story. First, in many ways, Absalom is a good picture of our modern age. Absalom was amoral. He simply didn't care about morality. Absalom was a great pragmatist, someone who believes that if something works, it's right. For the pragmatist, right and wrong are that easy. Listen, if burning Joab's field gets Joab's attention, then do it. It's good because it works. It seems that in many ways, modern culture and the modern church has warmly embraced pragmatism. We simply look to what works, especially what works for us, and we call that good. Success is the ultimate good, and everything serves success. If you have to lie or cheat to succeed, then go ahead and do it. From the political lie to the corrupt corporate accounting, pragmatism seems to rule, and all too much in the church today as well. Yet we know that God cares about more than immediate success. God cares about the heart. And God can use even failure and weakness. Perhaps we should say that God can especially use our weaknesses and failures. Think about the difference in heart between Absalom and the prodigal son of Jesus' parable. The prodigal son came back humble and repentant. Absalom came back burning Joab's fields. How we do things matters to God, not only the end result. You could say, well, look, they both came back. What's the difference? There's a big difference. How we do things matters to God. Secondly, we can see another angle of application in this picture. We know that sometimes God gets our attention by setting our barley field on fire. Now, I mean that in a figurative sense, of course. But we can picture God trying to get our attention just as Absalom tried to get Joab's attention. Joab kept putting Absalom off until the barley field was burned. Then Absalom had Joab's full attention. Now, we should never think that God is amoral in this. There are many differences between the two situations. Most notably, Joab's barley field belonged to Joab and not to Absalom. Yet God has a claim to everything we are and everything we have. If God burns our barley field, he has a right to, since it ultimately belongs to him anyway. So those are some of the great differences. But notice this. If something precious in your life is smoldering or on fire, maybe a loving God is requesting your full attention. And the sooner you give God your full attention, the better it will be for everyone. Hey, today, seek the Lord and give him your full attention.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.